Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Seaborn moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Batty reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Senators, 1. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Becker reaches third base with a triple. Batty scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive towards the mound. Ramos catches it and throws to first to double up Lump. The throw to second to get Tuttle, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wisenant moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wisenant scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 5-1, Senators. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Williams reaches second base with a double. Chuck Staub's now pitching. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Bud Daly. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Staub's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub's takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wisenant. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Wisenant steals second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Tuttle for the double play. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Senators. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Batty is hit by the pitch. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Batty moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Valdivielso moves to third. It's 8-2, Senators. Bob Davis now pitching. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Dobek now playing center field. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Bob Davis. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing third base. Dick Williams now playing first base. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams throws to second for 1, and Hamlin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Becker moves to second. 1 out. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. 2 outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Senators. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Chee-Tee pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wisenhunt hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.